This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the program. This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd's back. Oh, it feels like a old shoe now. Very comfortable. Perfect.
I feel like an old shoe.
No, you're not an old shoe. I mean, we can't do the show without you.
Today I feel like an old shoe, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I hear you. Glad you're back. Congressman Kevin Cramer, full hour of the talk radio town hall is going to be here. I say this occasionally when he's going to be on. He'll be on in an hour from now. Good time for you to say, what do I want to know from Congressman Kevin Cramer? What do I want him to answer? What's an issue he needs to hear about? Literally from soup to nuts, people call about everything, text, email in, and we appreciate it. So whatever it is you'd like to talk about, start thinking about it now. Get those in now so that we don't run out of time. We very often do that where folks call at the... It's called, I think, that Stoic German kind of thing. I don't know what it is. Scandinavian German kind of. I'm not gonna say anything. I'll wait. Don't do that. He's here to answer your questions. So, he's here to serve you, and we appreciate it. By the way, I hope you do too. When you think he's an hour every week on this program taking your questions, and has been for as long as I can remember, doing it in his tenure as a member of Congress, and you have a sitting senator who wants to stay your senator, who, has people say things in magazine articles about how she loves to get out and talk to people and have conversations and everything else. And we have a stack on top of a stack of requests saying, nope, don't have time, nope, don't have time, nope, don't have time, nope, don't have time. So she has time to raise money right now. I see that. And I think, getting ready to crank up their nasty machine and get it going, but not time to talk to the voters in North Dakota. It really irritates me. So I don't want to not acknowledge that, because I think we need to recognize that that's a fact. If you disagree with that, you think I'm wrong, please tell me. You can call us, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. That's the toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. And you can press 1 to leave a message. On any of these topics for Congressman Cramer or on anything, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can text us as well. Todd's is 226-8503. Mine is 367-2054. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, Daniel Stenberg is going to check in. He's the economic development coordinator for McKenzie County. They have a job fair tomorrow with 72 employers. You can't even believe it. In the beautiful Rough Riders Center, 72 employers. Saw a stat yesterday, new oil and gas average salary in the industry, $96,000, double the national average across all industries, double in the oil and gas industry. And there's some great things going on with the price of oil up there around 70 bucks right now and the efficiencies that have come in the industry. It's a sweet spot. There'll be a new record of oil and gas production probably in the month of April or we had a little bit of snow, didn't we, in April? Probably May. You know, the first full 30-day nice month will be a new record in oil and gas production. So a lot going on, a lot of opportunity there to provide for your families, to better your lot in life, to say, I've done this for a long time and I'm a little bored with it. I need a, fresh start. Going to go. I would just plan to be there. And they have veterans preference as part of this at the beginning of 11 to 3. We'll tell you all about it coming up in a little bit. We're also going to talk some North Dakota tourism today. We actually had that scheduled yesterday and went along with our conversation with Kirsten Baszler. So we'll tell you a little bit about some summer travel options that are happening. As I mentioned, Congressman Cramer will be here. And then I'm going to be playing snippets of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum yesterday. It was live on two of the stations, KFIRE and KLTC yesterday, and two on a tape delay with Energy Matters. But we talked just about the budget and the governor's philosophy, which I think bear some conversation amongst us, the taxpayers of North Dakota. Do we like that approach or do we not like that approach? I would just tell you that I would sum this up. Governor Burgum is approaching the budget him, his team, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, all of them, and asking all the agency heads to say, okay, let's, and by the way, the quote-unquote cuts come the summer of 2019. So there are no cuts right now. What there are is mandated strategic planning sessions, never been done before, in each of these agencies on what are the outcomes? What are you charged to do? And how are we doing on that? And can we make the outcomes better? Do that, and then let's deal with the dollars. What we've done to date is really say, okay, you have a pile, and that pile stays the same, and are we going to up that pile 5% or take it down 5% or 2% or 3%? The same pile. We don't ever go, what's on the bottom? Do we still need to do that? Because we decided we were going to do that 20 years ago. Does what I'm saying make sense to you? I don't think we do what we do in the way of deciding, okay, this is an agency and this is their job. I don't think we do it well. I think we just do what we've done. And I'm saying there's a lot of good in what they do. I'm not saying that. I'm not dissing it, but I'm saying, can they do some things better? Could they do it more efficiently? What about the impact of technology? I mean, look at the average farmer and rancher out there. Enormous amount of data that they are using to make decisions. Because it's a life or death business, life or death in the sense of not only, obviously, one that requires a great deal of safety, as we always say for our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, but one that also is life or death financially. These are big, big risks that farmers and ranchers are taking. So they get a lot of data. They probably have 3-4 different apps. They have different, they're talking to this person and that person and that. Well, you know, where's the market going? What about trade? All those factors. And based on what they're getting for their cattle or what they're getting for, you know, their grain, that ebbs and flows and goes ultimately to get to what? Feeding the world. And obviously, you can't feed the world if you're not making a profit to feed the world. We don't do that in government. I mean, the lack of data, the lack of information. So what I believe Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford are doing is very helpful in defense of the taxpayers to say, I'm giving you money for a service. Get me a good outcome. They're worried about the outcomes. We, in the media, we, in the legislature, I'm not in the legislature, but you get my point, it's all about process. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, why are you doing that? How come you're cutting this? Oh, the media is, I mean, the 5, the 10, the big agencies, the small agencies, oh my gosh, it's so much noise. So I think we are doing exactly what we are doing at the exactly right time to get a handle on this. And I think anybody that disagrees with that ought to spend a little time understanding the process, which is why we had the conversation we had with Governor Burgum. The entire interview is on our Facebook page. If you missed it, we'll play clips of it today on the program as well. One of the questions I want to get to Congressman Kevin Cramer on is, I believe there is a swamp mentality. And the swamp mentality is, Republicans are going to lose the House in November. It's a stupid idea. I mean, in other words, they could not. We don't know in April. We have no idea. Stupid to think, yep, they're losing the House. So they now, Democrats, have this idea, we're doing nothing. So, for instance, you have the chairman of the House Ag Committee, who's been negotiating with the ranking member, a fellow who used to be a chair himself, Congressman Colin Peterson of Minnesota. They've said earlier, hey, let's get this bill done sooner rather than later. This isn't this big revolutionary farm bill. It's going to be basically, a continuation of the same thing, make some improvements where we can. Prices are low. This is a tough time. We got to get this right. Get it done sooner rather than later. Give them certainty, right? That's been the plan. Colin Peterson himself said February. Guess what? He is opting out of negotiations now. He's reading statements that clearly were written by Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's really embarrassing. It's sad. It's sad. They're holding farmers and ranchers hostage. You know why? They don't want Kevin Cramer to have, the press conference that says, here's what I contributed to the farm bill. And he did. On good legislation North Dakotans have asked for and that even his opponent in the race agrees are necessary. It's all about stagecraft now and holding farmers and ranchers hostage. Bad deal. Want to talk about it? Want your take on it. Last thing. Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well. Did you see all the insanity over the... Oh, did you see him flick off that thing off his jacket? I mean, what was it? What was it? How about that handshake? What's the deal with that handshake? Do you know Melania Trump wore a dress from France? Oh, my gosh. The horror of it. People, come on. There again, I'm going to go back to my conversation that I just shared with you, my thoughts that I want your input on the governing process, the budget process that by the governor and lieutenant governor in North Dakota. I support that. I like that. Do you agree? You know why? It's dealing with the outcomes. With Donald Trump, with Melania Trump, with the administration, shouldn't we be worried about the outcomes? Not whether he flicked a piece of dandruff off a jacket or shook a hand a little awkwardly or, you know, sent out a tweet. That's all fodder for rumor mongers and people that have this Trump derangement syndrome, and no matter what he does. Look, he led with his left foot rather than his right foot. I mean, come on. And the Trump dress. Do you care that Melania Trump wore a dress from France? Do you care? Please tell me. I gotta know.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that. An endless pool. They have them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An excellent $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I don't know what the deal is with Todd today, but he's like all red in the face. He's just like, you can tell how mad he is. And you know, it's just a dress. Why do you care that it's, you know, she's wearing a dress from France, Todd? What is, I'm a little worried for you there.
I don't even know her. My pants are made. I have no idea.
Never seen you this mad. What is
whatever.
You're liar. Not too worked up about it? You're not
if only a liar, liar's pants would catch fire. Well, I mean, we do have somebody who's upset. You want me to play that?
Yeah. Well, maybe hang on one sec. I actually have the comment that Ellen Radner, you may see her on Fox News once in a while. She's a Fox News contributor. And I do a little chat with her every day for our AM 1100, the flag, you know, audience. And it's always the most bizarre thing. I mean, I talked to her yesterday, and I said, it was the beginning of the welcoming ceremony, and I saw Melania Trump, and I said, she looks like Jackie O. I mean, when I see her, I think Jackie O, and I thought the same thing in the inaugural, and she just has a class about her. I love her story. I mean, the whole thing. She's not a political type, right? She doesn't get in the weeds on any of that. And I'm like, and Ellen, you know, said the following. She said, Jackie O is smart. So what do you think she's implying there, Tom?
That Melania is not, I guess. But
yeah, exactly. She's saying she's dumb.
Why is she saying that? She's saying that based on what?
And then today it was this.
I think pushing American designers is very important and part of a first lady's job, and it brings income into the United States.
Yep.
What really ticks me off today is the first lady wore a dress that was made in France. Now, granted, it was a French dinner, state dinner, et cetera, so she might want to have tipped her hand to France. However, she is the First Lady of the United States, not of France, and most First Ladies in the past have worn dresses done by American designers. She should have worn a dress by an American designer.
Oh, for Christ. Really? We're down to that?
You know what I said to her? I said, should we pass a law that says every First Lady must wear American-made garments? I mean, you can't.
Wow.
They have derangement syndrome. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Hey, by the way, we love our callers, and we're going to get to you. So do you agree with Ellen Radner? Do you agree with Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford on the budget process? Do you think there's a strategy here on November to hold our farmers hostage? A couple of my thoughts. I want yours today at 800-228-0550. The local number is 258-0550. We love our callers. We celebrate them for our friends at Delta Constructors. They're the call you make when you're in the oil and gas industry and you want it done. And they're working for the biggest and the best, whether it's the refinery that is coming, whether it is the companies that need the drill site, everything done. Turnkey, they call Delta. Flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules, fabricated, the modular skids, the tank batteries, they do it all. Call Eric right now, 406-250-8151. We're online at deltaconstructors.net, and here's one of those callers we celebrate on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this message is for Scott. I'm just wondering if he's planning on his trip in December to New York. I am very interested in going on that trip also. Let me know, because I need to schedule my vacation time. Let me know if he is or is not. You can contact me as soon as you can so I can put my schedule in. My cell phone number.
I don't want your number on the air here, but I so appreciate that call for the following reason. We're getting dozens of them a week now. And honestly, we thought we'd maybe take a year off because we've been to New York, what, 5 years in a row, Tom? And I was talking to my wife this week.
You've been to New York 5 years in a row.
I know. I wish you'd come along. I've told you many times. So here's the deal. We are going to do it again just because we're getting so many calls. So the dates are not exactly nailed down yet because we're trying to find out when the Christmas tree lighting is in Rockefeller Plaza. But new twist, and I hope everybody's okay with this, new twist, we're thinking about doing a couple of days in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital, you know, because you have tree lighting there as well, and you have some really neat things. And then we take the train down to New York City and sort of combine the two, because a lot of our listeners have said, hey, I've been to New York. How about D.C.? See the Capitol, and we could do some fun things there. Maybe a little tour of the White House. You know what I'm saying? So, and check out Melania's dress. Let me see that tag there. Is that from, where is that from? Yeah. So anyway, we're on it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kevin and Fargo.
So when Ellen gets potatoes, does she get American fries or French fries?
Good question. I want to check every purchase of hers. Yes. Kevin and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You know, Scott, do you have Ellen on just to tweak us, or is that your deal, or what?
My theory behind it is you need to understand how these people think, Right? So you got to know where they're at.
I've explained myself before. I was kidding. Yeah, but, you know, think back with me here. You know what? Remember when after the election, do you recall all the designers got in line to say they wouldn't dress Melania? Do you remember that?
I do. In fact, hang on, Kevin. Listen to this caller that just came in saying what you're saying. I want to compare notes here with you. Hang on. Roll that, Todd.
Good morning. I just heard Ellen on the phone or on the radio having a tiz because Mrs. Trump wore a French-designed dress and how she was upset about that. What about the fact that we have American designers that will not design for Mrs. Trump because of who our president is, that she's married to President Trump? I tell you, my blood started to boil. She should be complaining about that. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's what you're saying, isn't
all
it,
right,
Kevin?
They think that we're sitting out here and we're so stupid that we don't remember anything that's happened in the past. You know, but I mean, this argument, I'm thinking that Bic Lighters, their business should be going through the roof right now. All the liberals lighting their hair on fire. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to go buy stock.
That's the line of the day right there.
Oh, it definitely is. I got a visual that is just priceless there. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Glenn on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I'd just like to make a comment. I agree with that lady that called before completely about, you know, there's designers that won't design. But my thing is, I've been listening to you way back when you were at KCNN in Grand Forks. And I've asked myself many, many times, why do you waste your time and hours listening to Ellen Ratner? That's all I got to say. Have a good day. Bye.
I've heard the question a million times. I have. And Ellen and I sparred when I was doing the show at KCNN and continued that at WDAY and have done it here as well and expanded it on the network with the iHeart Media stations. You've noticed I've kept her off the network. And kept her into the valley because, you know, there's a few of Ellen's ilk in the valley and there's less of them, you know, west of Castleton. So I knew that there'd literally be a mob, that way. But here's my way of thinking. I don't think just always talking to people who think like you think, accomplishes everything we want to. There's a little bit of comfort in it. There's a little bit of camaraderie in it. There's a little bit of motivation in it. We got to keep fighting this battle. But we don't ever persuade anyone. So maybe I'm crazy, but I've always thought, well, you know what, if I can just try and let her know why I think and how you think, maybe it'd have a little bit of effort. You know, it's been pretty much a failure of a project, but I do think in general it's a good thing to do because we got to try, right? We got to try brick by brick. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I didn't have much sleep last night, Todd. I don't know about you. Did you get caught up on sleep?
Oh, fantastic night's sleep.
You know, I've been really crushing it lately. You know, when I am sleeping, I'm really sleeping sound. That's the MyPillow thing. But last night I had to shorten the calendar just a little bit. A lot happening, a lot going on with our mental health series last night. And then few things to do coming home. Geometry is a problem for my daughter right now. I hope I can say this because she's on the radio. She has a bunch of A's. She has one B plus, and then she has a C in geometry. I'm going to be in huge trouble for imparting these grades. Anyway, we were having a conversation about it. She really bugs her like crazy. Do you think I can help her with geometry? Todd, do you think that I bring something to the table in the assistance with the teaching or tutoring?
You might have to brush up, I suppose. I don't know.
No, I'm worthless at it. I'm worthless. Somehow I got through 12 years of school with not even taking algebra. So, and she did fine with algebra, but anyway, the geometry thing is a little on the challenging side. So I was not helping with the geometry. I was doing more of the counseling to say, hey, you do your best. You really zero in. You study. You do, you let the chips fall where they may. You're going to sell $1 million a year or something someday, and I don't think you need geometry to do that. So don't, don't worry. It's amazing how competitive kids are. I really love it. I mean, I love that she's mad about the C. And part of it with her is her brother and her sister, didn't struggle, especially math, on those, so that she wants to have the same. So kind of fun. So anyway, that just, a few hours. So, but guess what got me through, the sleep I did do? My pillow, the best sleep ever. And here's something deadly serious. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. Every study will tell you that. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. I'll say it again. So if you don't have one, get one. Get a better night's sleep, have better health. And you get up to 50% off on everything they sell, from the mattresses to the pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. All right. I want to, I have that clip that I promised on Governor Burgum and the budgeting. I want you to hear it. I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. Congressman Kramer coming up. Get your questions, comments in for him as well. We're still getting texts and comments about, the visit of French president and his wife yesterday and the criticism leveled at the Trumps. If you want to weigh in on that, text Todd or I, Todd or me, 701. Beat the buzzer. 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for him. But first, I want to talk about jobs. 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 I want to talk about great opportunity. And I want to talk about more than that, a great place to live. It's one thing to have a really good job that pays a lot of money. It's another thing to have it in a place that you say, gosh, I could live in a townhome, I could live in an apartment, I could buy a home. Look at this beautiful high school. Look at this wonderful Rough Rider Center. Look at this Teddy Roosevelt Park. I'm going to hit the Matahay Trail. That place is heaven on earth, as far as I'm concerned. Watford City. Daniel Stenberg is the economic development coordinator there for McKenzie County. Big job fair coming up tomorrow. I want to tell you about that. Daniel, how you doing?
Doing good.
How's the weather in Watford City today?
It is sunny, and I think it's supposed to hit the 60s today, so we are thankful for that.
You'll take that, right?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. Now, I saw something I posted on my Facebook page about it, and I might be outdated in my number, but I saw 72 different employers signed up for the job fair. Is that number still the number that's happening tomorrow night?
Yeah, just over 70. So it's going to be a big one.
Incredible. I said tomorrow night. It's actually tomorrow. It starts at 11, goes through 3. You've done one of these before. This is a bigger one. Explain why anybody looking for, you know, maybe a change or a particular career would benefit by being there. Just talk a little bit about the event itself, Daniel.
Sure. Well, thank you. Yeah, no, we're excited about this. It's just kind of showing what's going on in our community right now. There is obviously a certain amount are from the oil industry of the employers, but we do have about 35% of the employers aren't from the industry. And we've got school districts coming. We need electricians. The military is going to be there. Medical, we have a new $76 million medical facility going to be opening up in June. And so we're going to be needing more staff for that. We've got food service, including our brewery, will be there. The county government will be there. Grocery store, hospitality, lots and lots of jobs, in addition to all of the trucking and other oil industry jobs as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and the employers themselves are just rock solid. I mean, you go there help me understand how they interact when you come there. Is it meet and greet? Is it short little interviews on the spot? What are the employers doing?
Sure. So we have, so it's going to be in our field house, and each employer gets a 10x10 booth. Job seekers and people just interested in kind of seeing what's out there are invited to come tomorrow, 11 to 3, and they can go and talk with the representatives from the companies there. There are opportunities for interviews on the spot, so please come with your resume. Come dressed for a proper interview for the type of job that you're seeking, and they may just talk with you right at the booth, or they might say, hey, let's go find a table over here and kind of talk through things a little bit. And so it's just a great, efficient opportunity for both job seekers to go and see, really get a chance to see what's out there, visit with people face-to-face and see if they think one of those positions might fit what they're looking for. And then it's also for the employers to have an opportunity to meet with a bunch of prospective employees and really seek to find the one that meets their needs.
If you need work, you want to move up in your career, you want to live in a community like Watford City, small town living, but you know, plenty of amenities growing all the time. The Rough Rider Center being one of those amenities, and that's where this is being held, which of course has a wonderful water park and a couple sheets of ice and a big gymnasium, place for concerts. I mean, beautiful facility, really, really nice. The schools, are new. The football field there is a phenomenal. Restaurants, there's just so many things going on there. In Watford City, give us a sense of the growth. What kind of things are happening with all those new amenities in Watford City right now, Daniel?
Well, so as soon as the job fair is done, they're going to be setting up for a concert. And it's not just any ordinary concert. It's called the Lifelight Music Festival. And so they're going to be having BMX bikes there. They're going to be having family-friendly entertainment and then concerts. That's kind of runs all Saturday afternoon. And it'll be a new chance for the Rough Rider Center to have BMX bikes indoors. They're getting things figured out, and I think it will be a pretty exciting event there. And that, like I said, that's this Saturday, starting in the afternoon, the Lifelight Music Festival. Oh, but we also have, like tonight, we have the Long X Arts Foundation is doing a painter's reception at the Pioneer Museum. An artist from Bismarck, Painter Nicole, will be having a 5:30 art reception, and then her art will be on display for a week there. We have a lot of restaurants in town right now. Some are new, and then I think there's probably going to be more in the works just as our population continues to grow, as well as other amenities. The school is hiring, will be going to Class A this fall, and so they need to hire more additional teachers to provide kind of all the other opportunities that come with being a Class A school. So lots of stuff going kind of throughout the past years. They've only hit record highs in school enrollment. They've never had a decrease in the past 5-6 years. So the school system is continuing to grow, and will probably, it was a little bit slower growth the last couple of years, but it will probably be growing quite a bit again this fall, just with all of the new development. We have gas plants coming in between $100 to $400 million. Gas plants, each of them, 3 to 4 of them are coming in. So lots of permanent type jobs.
And, not only the great jobs, but also, again, the amenities, the places to live, housing options. Just if you haven't been to Watford City lately, you haven't been there. And it's just constantly growing and changing and adding things and just small town living at its best, but also some great opportunities. And my personal favorite is the Theodore Roosevelt National Park in the North Unit. Just, minutes from Watford City, about 14-mile scenic drive through that North Unit that is just phenomenal, and I think the best view in North Dakota. It's really incredible. The Mottahay Trail, obviously, world-renowned as well. A lot of folks like that. The Little Missouri National Grasslands not far away. Tobacco Gardens Resort and Marina. So all of those things as well. Big city amenities, but small-town hospitality. Some fabulous new hotels that we partner with. You got the Best of the West special to come check all this out. Just tell them, hey, I want the Best of the West deal, and they'll have you there. So a lot of there's log cabins, there's extended stay lodging. They've got it all. So it's really great. And tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Veterans Preference, the first half hour at 11 o'clock. So remember that the Job Service Multi-Industry Job Fair at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. Hope folks can be there. Beautiful new Rough Rider Center. Daniel, anything else you want us to know?
No, I just appreciate you helping us get the word out about this, because we need more folks to be moving into Watford City.
It's a great place to live. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Daniel. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet. So is this cut ready with Governor Burgum? The one I wanted. Here's the thing that I think people really need to understand about how the governor's skill sets can help government, okay? And there was this idea, you can't run the state like you run a business. True, there's differences. But when you think about the world in which he came from and the skills that now brings, I think this works. And it's about him competing with free. You ever heard of that before? You go into a business and you're doing one thing and your competitor's doing it for free. How do you win that battle? Listen to what he said when we talked about that.
The way you compete with free is you add more value than the next guy does. But and again, we talk about technology. Part of what we see at the state of North Dakota is we're behind. We've underinvested in technology at the state level. We've been doing a resource check of where we're at. We have over 800 legacy applications, software applications that are being run across the state of North Dakota. Those are the ones we found so far.
What does legacy mean, old?
Old. I'm talking old. I'm talking, yeah. 1980s, 1990s. I'm talking mainframe software that was discontinued 20 years ago and the state bought the source code and we're maintaining it. And so these are all being run, on premise, on service, servers.
What's the consequence of that?
Well, the consequences is that when we take a look at our IT resource, we did a scan of all the people, the 600-700 people in state government that work in IT out of 16,000. 91% of the time goes towards maintaining those legacy applications.
Wow, isn't that something? Yeah, meaning you're basically using duct tape to fix stuff 91% of your time. Phenomenal. More of that conversation when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406
250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today by our friends at Pucklicks, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Love talking about their great deals. In fact, I was chatting with Steve Zahn. I forget what day that was the other day, but how things are going for our friends at Pucklicks, and they are selling a lot of vehicles, taking care of their customers. You ride, you drive, they'll ride along. That's their motto. I love the good folks at Pucklicks. They do a nice job. They have, of course, 2 stores. Pucklicks Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, and also in Bismarck as well. 2 great stores. Now, here's the vehicle I want to tell you about. We always get to talk about a featured vehicle. Haven't talked about a Jeep for a while, but they have a knack for finding one-owner, low-mileage vehicles, and really pretty amazing what they do. Now, this is a 2015. It's at the Valley City store. And this one only has 14,680 miles on it. You can't even make that up. So it's a 2015, but only 14,000 spins on it. Nice gray color, about 17 miles per gallon in the city, about 24 miles per gallon on the highway. 3.6 liter V6, 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee. All right? It is on the lot for $29.9, but if you tell them Scott sent me, $28. Straight up $28 at Puckledge. Valley City location. Okay? You tell them Scott sent you. Check them out online. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're at 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City. Bismarck 2, Puckledge.com. Check their inventory out right now. All right, more of our chat with Governor Doug Burgum. This is his answer to my question, what does it mean to compete with free? How does that apply to state government? He's going through all of the time that it takes each individual agency to deal with old software and how technology would improve what they do. We'll pick up the conversation there.
9% of their time goes towards growing our capacity. 0% of their time is going towards transformational activities, meaning we don't have anybody that's doing a cloud mobile application. I mean, no one's writing apps that work on people's smartphones. We've got every citizen of North Dakota walking around with a smartphone. They're interacting with their bank. You know, they're interacting with their broker. They're interacting with their grain elevator. They're interacting with their equipment manufacturer. They're shopping online. You know, ask somebody on the street how many state of North Dakota apps they have on their phone, and you'll be lucky if you find one. And I'm just saying, so we're behind, and there's ways where we can streamline, make government more transparent, more efficient, more effective. And some of that is we need to do that with fewer, better paid people and with better systems supporting them.
So this is the way you get to a better outcome. That's the way you get to a better outcome. One piece of many pieces of our conversation, the full interview, is on my Facebook page, and we're going to be talking about this over the next couple of days. Congressman Kramer next hour for a full hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So we won't have time for any more of the governor today, but the full interview is online and more coming up on the program, okay? Texter says, hey, keep Ellen on. Back to our conversation from earlier, Ellen Ratner, that is. It helps expose the liberal craziness. People need to understand what they are all about, and when they show their true colors, people will see how crazy that thinking is. We need votes in November. Exposing these people is the right thing to do. Melania would look good in a burlap sack. That's the real problem, says another listener. Classic case of Trump derangement syndrome that they have. And somebody else, I get that one from Utah. The first lady could have worn a dress from Walmart made in a foreign sweatshop. I got it at Walmart. Yeah, well, it was made overseas, but you know,
she would probably look good in whatever the heck, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, that's perfect. And somebody is sticking up with me saying when I say Todd and I text Todd and I that I'm right. Others are saying it's not, so we're going to keep that debate going. Let's chat with Mike Jensen with North Dakota Tourism to tell us a little bit about some of the summer travel options that are coming. We're going to do this yesterday. We ran out of time. We talked a little earlier about the Mata Hay Trail and about the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, but there's a lot of things to see in North Dakota. Mike, how are you? Oh, Mike didn't answer his phone. Oh, okay. All right. Are we not supposed to talk about summer travel options? Maybe, Todd, you know what it could be? We're jinxing it. We're jinxing it by talking about it because...
they're already too busy. I mean, we're just going to stuff the ballot box even more then, right?
Yeah, Phil Parker's theory was that we never did have a spring. That was all winter.
Right? I mean, the second we give a best-kept secret, it's no longer a secret.
Just right into summer, so... Maybe that's it, because we were going to do it yesterday, ran out of time. We had time today, and Mike didn't answer his phone, so, we'll save it for another day, because we don't want to jinx it. As soon as we talk about summer travel plans, it'll snow. After all, yesterday I got a picture of somebody in Ashley in a field with snow. And I'm pretty sure this looks like a pretty nice day. It's already 50 in Minot right now. Bismarck is 45. You've got Williston at 45. You've got Stanley at 45. You've got Oaks at 43. Hazen is 46 right now. Grand Forks, 45. Fargo, 44. can do 48, Langdon 45. Rolla, you get the idea? It's a nice day. We're on our way to a nice day. Really is. It's a little windy. I know that's a big surprise to you. Not bad. I don't see many 20s. We've got a gust of 25 in Minot. Gust of 21 in Stanley. But otherwise, you're in the teens there, so not too terrible. How about that? All right. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, for a full hour. Your calls, questions, and comments. Get them ready. Let's go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.